All right, wonderful day of learning the Sefer Torah, and we are right up to the on the Tet Vav. Oh, you're sitting the president's seat. Dangerous. Sit right over here, brother. Right within my elbow. Within the,
Michael?
Yes, this is Michael's seat.
Over there.
This way.
Yeah. The left elbow.
Let's try this again. Anyway, back to our old friend. You want to try that again, Sabatosh, because all the interruptions?
Is it Tzmura, the first one?
The Tzitz Vav Amud Aleph N.
This is a Tzmura.
Okay.
Look, the Heilige Mishnah.
Chatat HaYachid. We continue now with the distinctions between Korbanot HaTzibur and Korbanot HaYachid. We started our first Mishnah with a general description of differences. Now, more in detail, the Chatat HaYachid, the Shechipru Ba'aleh, and it's going to become now a major theme in our parak. As we know, there are five chataot netot, which means that we have a loch l'moshe misinai. We're going to define this halach a little bit better, but it appears on the surface is the way it's generally taken. Now, the halacha is that in any of the following five cases, you have the tmura of a chatas, the vlad of a chatas, a chatas that became too old, in other words, it needed to be within the first year, and it became too old. It became now its second year, or we have a chatas in which the Baalim went ahead and used another chatas to be mechaper on them because that chatas was lost at the time of Kapora. Are you okay?
Yes,
sir.
I'm tired.
Okay. Or a chatas where the owner had died in the interim between the time he was mechaper and the time that we need to be mechaper. We're left with five different cases over here, which normally, if it would be some other carbon, we would have said that we let it graze until it gets a mum. If it's an asham, we know that it's the money should fall to a dove, as we've been talking about all along. Machlokas nidvas yakel, nidvas sibur, we put into the pushkin, the beit hamikdash. But when it comes to a chatas, we lock the animal up and we leave it to die. The difference now between a chatas of a yakel and a chatas of a tzibur in this particular element of the chatas and netot is that a chatat ayachid shechipru ba'alei ameta, where an individual had a chatas and the owner used another chatas to be mechaper in its place and then found the original chatat. So then that chatat dies. But if the chatat belonged to a tzibur who now finds it in a meta, we'll see the question whether it was found at the time of the kapar, whether they have to find it afterwards. That already is details that will become clear throughout the sugya in this
parak. What do you do with one tzibur?
Then that one can be used. Also, you have to get to mum. The same way any other korban would be used. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda insists tamut. Even though it belongs to the tzibur, it should be mesa, and therefore this is not one of the differences between Yochanan and Rabbi. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, well, why don't we think about the logic of the situation? We have a group of chamesh chataot metot. And this is Rabbi Shimon Shita throughout our sugya, is that the five chataot metot are interlinked. And therefore, if one category could not apply, the halakha l'moshe v'sinai was not given to that group. Can there be such a thing as a tzibur chatat that had a tzmura?
No.
Why not?
Because
a tzibur can't make a tzmura. Could there be such a thing as a tzibur chatat that had a vlat? Can a tzibur chatat have a child?
No.
It's a male. There's no such thing as a female tzibur chatat, as we saw yesterday in the Mishnah. So, I would remind you that generally speaking, that means it cannot deliver a baby.
I think it's like
in your high quiz.
Is there such a thing as a chatat? So that's two out of the five that don't apply. Is there such a thing as a chatat of a tzibur where the tzibur died?
No.
As we'll see, a tzibur can't die. Because the tzibur does not refer to a group, a particular group of people. It refers to an abstract entity in which the individuals are like cells in the body, constantly changing, but the tzibur remains.
Being says Rabbi Shimon,
is three out of the five categories cannot apply to the tzibur. How could you consider that the Kipru Ba'alea would be applicable to the tzibur? Because there's five chatarot ha-meitot. So let's see that in the Mishnah. Ma'am metzinu. In the same way that we find that a vlad chatat, or a tmurat chatat, or a chatat shenetu ba'alea, b'yachid ha-dvarim amurim v'lo b'tzibur, only a yachid could possibly be included in those three. Therefore, the remaining two of the five, shekipru ba'alea, or chatat she'avra shenata, also must be referring that to b'yachid ha-dvarim amurim v'lo b'tzibur. That's right, because there's five chatarot mitzvot. That's the way we refer always to Reb Shimon Shita. Reb Shimon holds chamesh chatarot mitzvot. Everybody holds chamesh chatarot mitzvot. Reb Shimon holds that there's one halach of chamesh chatarot mitzvot. Tanu Rabbanan, ma'u omer chatat yavi. Why does the Torah repeat in the pasuk unnecessarily? It says the word yavi. In keves yavi korbanon lechatat. Why don't you say in keves yakriveno lechatat? What's the yavi? It comes to tell me, minayin l'magdish chatatu ve'avda. Somebody was magdish a korban chatat, lost his korban chatat. The free shakir takteh now set aside another animal in its place, and now nimtzeit harishona, the first one now is found, and now he's got shteihen kayamot, he's got two in front of him, shteihen omdot, and he's going to determine now which one to use as a chatat. Minayin she'izo mehem she'yirtzei yavi, how do we know that he can choose either one? That essentially what we have over is a katat l'akrayut, because now that as long as I found it before kapara, it's not a katat shavdit kapru ba'alim ba'akheret. Talmud lomar, katat yavi. Therefore it adds the word yavi to say, okay, you've now got a choice. You can take your original, or you can take your yavi, whatever you like. You might think that means, yachol yavi shtehem, if that's the case, maybe you should bring broth, chatat yavi, bring broth korbanot that were set aside for your chatat. Talmud lomar yivi enna. Therefore, at the end of the whole story, which says, mikevat nima yivi enna. Why stress na? It and only it.
Is Gemara really thought to bring both of them?
Why not?
Isn't it like dichoy?
Why dichoy? If they're both roy, then there's no dichoy.
Once I bring one,
then the other one is nifes.
You
can
bring them simultaneously.
Yeah, I mean, what simultaneously means? If the Torah is being marked, that there's two chatos, what do you mean simultaneously? Say instantly. I'm bringing both to the same chait. That's what I would have thought. But dear President, is there any chance of getting a check on the spark? That's not fair. I forgot that Seres Aniyim before Yontif.
L'Acher
Hadab. Okay, L'Acher Hadab. Let us speak. Good.
It's a funny thing. You get an obligation to bring both, and I'm not
sure
to bring both.
Mm-hmm.
You want to bring both, I'm sure.
Well, wait. What is it?
I want to
bring
two.
Is
must.
Of course.
Nor is Yavi open
at
sense.
Yavi
meaning you have to.
Mm-hmm.
The second ago,
Yavi
was saying you have options.
The Gemara is saying, why say these options? The Torah is telling you bring it. So maybe bring both. Therefore, it says Yavi enna, that there's only a handful of shtayim. Now, what about the second one? What happens to the one that you didn't bring? Omer of Amnuna, what? It's not focused in the bright. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Teira'eh, Rabbi Shimon Omer Talut. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we let it get a boom and use its money now for the Dava. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's a Chatat HaMeitah. Now, this is very strange, because Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah was the one who insisted that even the Chatas of a Tzibur Talut. And over here he's saying, Tera'eh? I mean, why would that be? Mi Amar Rabbi Yehuda Tirhel, Rabbi Yehuda Tamucha. I mean, and like, even by a Chatat Tziva that others argue about, he says it should be Tamucha. How would he now be more makel on the Chatat Yachid? Oh, you're right. We must have gotten that wrong. Epoch, let's switch the Lashon and Raisa around and say that actually it's Rabbi Yehuda says Tamut and Rabbi Shimon says Tirhel. No, what do you mean? Mi Amar Rabbi Shimon Tirhel? How could Rabbi Shimon have said that it should get a mum? It's Rabbi Shimon who's the one who insists in our Mishnah that we have the klal of chamesh katot metot and the whole description of it. What do you mean? It's got to fit that category and this category. One of the categories is the chatachin et chapru ba'alea ba'achar. So how could he possibly say that it should wait till it gets a mum and use the money? The Amar Rabbi Shimon chamesh katot metot. You're right. You know what? We all on blow tape, but put it back the way it was before. Well, what's the problem? Problem was Rabbi Yehuda. How could Rabbi Yehuda sit here? He says in the Mishnah Talmud. What's the problem? There's two completely different cases, obviously. Kan de avodah b'sha'at haprasha, and kan de avodah b'sha'at kapara. Remember that the case that we gave here, and that you're asking on, and what do we do with the second one? What was the case? Case was that you had two chatzot in front of you. You found the chatzot now before you went ahead and were mitchaper with the other one. So now this chatzot was not basically shunted aside that it was not available for kapara. It was indeed available for kapara as our backup. So in that case, he says indeed, tir'eh. When did you shout tamut? When you lost your chatzot. Went ahead and was mitchaper with another one. Now you find it. Oh, now you find it. So now you found it to be totally useless. It's not a backup. It's nothing. It served no purpose for this chatzot. That's where we have, says Rabbi Yehuda, the din of the chatzot hametzah. But in a case where it essentially turns into a chrayut, then that's not considered to be a chatzot hametzah. Okay, maybe that's the chance.
So we don't mean shat kapar, we mean achamachar kapar.
Avudah b'shat kapara. It was lost at the time of the kapara, which means that the nimsake was only after the kapara. The question is whether the kapara ended up shunting it aside so that it should now become a chatzot hametzah. When does the kapara shunt it aside? When it's avudah. And when it had no options. So when it had no options, it's kaput. Right? But over here, where it had options, we look at it as backup time. You know what? The truth is that he might even hold that avudah b'sha'at hafrasha is also sufficient in the Mishnah to say Talmud. However, it still wouldn't be a contradiction because we know that there are two fundamental shitot about this. V'lo kasha, ha Rebbe Yehuda aliba de Rebbe, and ha Rebbe Yehuda aliba de Rabbanan, as we're going to see later on. There is a machlokas about what the din is where it was nitzet kodem kapara. So it could be that Rabbi Yehuda has a shita, not his own, but rather he's being madbir either Rabbi or the Rabbanan, and the machlokas over there is whether b'shat ha'prasha is the equivalent of b'shat kapara. So you know, we don't even need to introduce a difference in Rabbi Yehuda himself. It may be that the Bryce and the Mishnah are differing in terms of the shita. That's all. So where the Bryce says tir'eh, that's going according to the Rabbanan. Okay, the Rabbanan hold that only after it's found, if it was a Buddha B'shat said kapor, and only here it was found by Arka kapor. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, leave it at that shita, it would be tir'eh. That's all he's saying. But question is on the Mishnah itself, and the Mishnah introduces a chatat sibur that was nitchapru ba'alim. What exactly is going on? Are they arguing about a chatas sibur where the ba'alim were nitchapru ba'alim? That's what it seems to be saying, because it says over here b'feirish in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda omer tamut, even though it's a chatat tzibur. But how can they hold that? It runs against an actual event in Jewish history where we know that a chatat of exactly that type was brought very publicly. The Atanya Kayotsebo, and similar to a case in which we have a chatat that has dinim of an oila, meaning that it can't be eaten, There's a brisa like that. It continues on now. Omer Rabbi Yossi, note that when they came to build the second Beit HaMikdash, it says, V'habaim mihashvi b'nei ha-gola. When they came back from Babel, hikrivu olot horim shneimasar. So they brought 12 elim. Now note that it says hikrivu olot horim shneimasar. So they had 12 horim as olot. Elim tishim v'shisha, 96 elim. Kvasim shivim v'shiva, 77 kvasim, weird numbers. And then they also had Sifirei Chatat Shneimasar Hakol Ola. What does that mean? How can you have Sifirei Chatat that are Olot? Either they're Chatat or Olot. And they were all brought Lashem. Now, how is a Chatat brought as an Ola exactly? Chatat Bikarva Ola. Amar Rava. And Rav explained over there that it means they were similar to Olot. When they brought these karbonas, they couldn't eat the korban chatas. So what does that imply? These were chataot hanisrafot, and therefore they couldn't be eaten. Why were they nisrafot? Because they were bringing them as a kapora to the Avodah Zorah that they had worshipped. Where did they worship Avodah Zorah? On Rav Yoram Shmuel Avodah Zorah, Shasu, they made tzitkiyot. So in other words, what they were doing here, they were bringing for the various Shvatim, so they brought 12 Purim, that was the part for Avodas Kerkobim, Olot, and then they brought the Seirim for Avodas Kerkobim, again, for each of the Shvatim, and they were 12, one per Shevet, and they were Chatot and Israfot. Now wait a second, I mean... No, this is a Par Elam Dover, it wasn't in the eighth list. But right now we're viewing it as the Par Elam Dover that was on Avodah Zorah. So we have a Seiri, Avodah Kerkobim, together with a Par that's brought as an Ola, which is the rule for Avodah Zorah.
Can it be 12 from the Avodah Zorah?
I can.
Or because
they're
going to the Shita that the
Shvatim came back and the Smolah
Halavah Ola.
Thank you.
Yes.
Good.
Is that right? That's right from that Shita. Is there any other way to
explain it? Why is that a sheet? Who argues that a sheet?
Your sheet?
This
is whether robe was brought back.
Whether?
So the robe was brought back. That whether.
It's a suggestion.
Is there a sign called
in? The Tosafot says if you have a representative of each shevet.
Is there a spirit called Yemei Abayis?
What do you mean? Obviously, they were bringing korbanos. How could they bring korbanos? The chassis for korbanos. Whatever was needed, like the Gemara says, they put up curtains. It's also good enough. Okay. So now the question is, if that's what they were doing, so kasalka daiti leman de itle katat tzibur shnitzchafru ba'alei ameita itle nami katat tzibur shemetu ba'alei ameita. We made the assumption here, which is a poor assumption, obviously, which we'll show. But we made the assumption that the idea of a tzibur, the individuals in the tzibur, getting a kapora, is the same as suggesting that the tzibur consists of individuals. And since that's true, then the individuals could not. In other words, there's two ways of looking at a tzibur. A tzibur is a conglomeration of individuals, like a glorified shutafut. Or a tzibur is an abstracted entity, like a corporate entity, that now extends over time and has nothing to do with the individuals who happen to be holding stock in the tzibur at any particular moment. Our thought was that if we can talk about the individuals that are involved, and Tosis explains that the reason for this whole assumption is that he assumes this. is that because we're talking about a period in which some of the people were actually alive who had been there at the time of Sikyo, as we will see, that basically turns this whole discussion into the relationship of those individuals with the rest of the team. There is a question of robe and meter, we're bringing for them and not for the other ones and so on. So therefore, we're looking at something different than a case where the Tibor is now 100 years later and completely changed and there's totally other people that are in it. We're over there, we understand that there is such a thing as a Tibor entity. But when you're dealing with a chet of particular individuals and those individuals are alive, it's easy to view it as, let's bring the carbon for those people.
And we knew that's what we're doing here?
That's what we're, yeah. In other words, throughout the studio, we're going to see, we're going to make this analysis soon and see how many of those people were alive and so on and so on. So therefore, we also thought, this is basically the way Rav Shimon Shkop understands the question in the Gemara. It's rather obvious that the question is how to view what a tzibor is. So therefore, we thought that if it's possible to discuss the way that the tzibor could have gotten a kapora, the tibor now is shyach to getting a kapora, then probably that person would also hold, this is a sheet that a Jew hold, so then it would also hold that the tibor can die. Now over here, the tibor had died. No, I mean, 70 years later. And then from the time of Sikyo, in order to become chayev, in the Avodah Zorah, they did at the time of Sikyo, I mean, you'd have to already be bar mitzvah age. I mean, you were pretty advanced. How many people were still alive at the time that they got the second base of Mikdash built to be mechaper on what was going on before? So we're making an assumption that probably, I mean, there were just a couple of individuals. So over here it's Mesu Baalei, nonetheless it's Karkore. So says Rav Papa, look, this is a terrible mistake. Even if you hold that a chatas tzibor shekipru ba'aleha is meita, that's because a tzibor can get kapora because the Torah gave a specific chiyuv to be chapa on a tzibor. But a chatas tzibor shemeitu ba'aleha, there's no such thing. That's the point. There's such a thing as a kapora on a tzibor, but there's no such thing as the death of a tzibor. L'fi she'ein a tzibor meitim. How do you know? How do you know to look at the tzibor that way? You know, like the Rav Papa, is it because the name of Bishum Dekseiv Takat Avotecha Yuvanecha? Because David HaMelech speaks in poetic terms about how the children will take the place of the parents. I mean, that could mean in every individual. Who's to say that that's talking about an entity called tzibor? No, it's talking about avot who die off, leaving banim in each generation. So why is that referring to tzibor? The reason she'ena tzibur meitim is based on the halacha in the Torah of the fact the gamrinan misiri regalim rosh chodeshim. The Torah says, bring, collect the trumat alishka, take the money, put in alishka, use that money all through the year. Now, all through the year, I mean, definitely some of the people donated money. They're no longer here. And when it comes time for Sukkot, they're no longer here because when they gave their money on Pesach, in Adar. So how do we bring it? And yet the Torah says, go right ahead and bring it to Mat Alishka. But you will make them Mariah down. He says, how do we know that the owners are still around? Clearly there's an entity called the Tzibur, and having given my money to that, that's it. It's the Tzibur. It's not me. It's only me within the context of Tzibur. Well, you know what? The whole thing may be moot. Because maybe these karbanot indeed were not brought on the tzibor. Maybe these karbanot were brought only on the ones who were living, who need.
You're
going to have to bring
it.
I mean, now it's after Yom Kippur. You don't have to worry about anything untoward after
that. Until tomorrow night, right?
Actually, for Sukkot. Get the buzz tickled in my
You can't hold them down. because the truth is that there were a lot of people that were still alive. It says, "Verabim mehakohanim v'halaviim v'rashei ha'avot hazekenim asher ra'u et habayit harishon b'sodo zeh habayit la'inehem." The ones who had seen the first Beis HaMikdash, when they saw this ridiculous structure going up, bochim b'kol gadol, they were sitting there miserable, crying and mourning like those of the state of Israel. This is the state of Israel. Whereas Rabin b'truah, the others who didn't know the difference, they said, wow, this is great. And this is b'truah, it was exactly the same situation. So the ones who had no expectations, well, this is the most wonderful thing in the world, b'truah, b'simcha.
Say hello.
Exactly. No. If you remember, this is what we used to read on Yom HaShoah. The Dilma. So the Gemara, but wait a minute. Maybe they were a miyot. I mean, if that's the case, I mean, how could we bring a chatas tzibur, which is only at least the road tzibur? No, it wasn't a miyot. Lo matitamret. Dichtiv, it says, ve'ein ha'am makirim kol ha'truah ve'asimcha lechol b'chiyah. There was so much crying and misery that you couldn't even hear the people who were saying hallel. So that means that these people
that's hard to that it could be a rope that they lived.
Maybe they didn't exactly have a baby boom, and it's like today, an aging population. Maybe they came to Buffalo and were reluctant to have children. And, you know, you never know. There may have been a drop in the young population.
We can understand it. Yeah.
Also, remember that the youngsters were not interested in going back. We're talking about the people who returned. We're not talking about the overall population.
Most of them stayed by.
Most of them were in the rat race. Well, they're going to, I mean, they're, you know, the downtown Buffalo. I mean, they get away from the neon light
there.
Baltimore is easy to escape. Don't take too much property. If you remain alive there, then you can run. The Kiddush is to remain alive. Sorry?
This is 22,000
people plus Lovitz. Omri, the Yochanan says to Gemara, wait a sec. The whole thing seems to be a mistake. Yeah, but a Zohar that was done at the time of Tzidkiyahu was done amazing. It was not done with the whole Ratz Bezdin, B'Shogeg, all of them. What does this have to do with bringing a Se'irei Avodah Shechavah with a special carbon that's done when they do it B'Shogeg, the same Mecham Bezdin, with Shigigah Se'irah? I mean, there's no such thing. How many Zidin are you? Amr Yochanan, you're right. The whole thing, obviously, was symbolic on some level, and it was being done as Hora'at Sha'ah. It was a way of coming back. Remember that we saw in Erechim that what was unique about the rebuilding the second Beit HaMikdash was the destruction of the Avodah Zarah Yetzirah. Mm-hmm. So they were very, very focused on the relationship to Avodah Zarah and the impact that it had had. And you will recall, some of those of you who were at this on the Shiurim this year, will recall that the main event in Bava was to turn everybody into Yehudim who were going to be doped Avodah Zarah. It's called a Kofer Avodah Zarah. So therefore, the whole focus of the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash here was to bring about a higher awareness about the nature of Avodah Zarah. So they actually brought Karbanot that were not a Chiyev in the Torah. B'orah Cha'ah, they felt that this was important to do, to cleanse and to great. To heighten the awareness about the nature of Avodah Zarah. And by the way, I mean, if you read the pasuk, it has to be something like that, because where the heck would we get these screwy numbers? They don't make any sense. Hachinami mistavra, because the ilotema hachin, you're not going to say that this was a special event. So, I mean, bishleim the parim, the seirim, you could say there were 12 parim, there were 12 seirim. Fine. Those animals are indeed the prescription for Avodah Zarah that was done at Behora'ad Beit Din. And that would be one per shevet. Keneged Shnimasar Shvatim. Now, there's two gersot. Kvasim. Where the heck would you come up with the idea of 77 kvasim? I mean, what is that?
Exactly.
Right? That's how the growler, with this gear set. Because 77 doesn't add up. Because there's no way to split the 12 into it. Now, the fact that and that's why it doesn't mention Eileen, which are 96. 96 could work out, right. Cheaper shape. So maybe they were giving an adoba for some reason, and what got to be Machabin, what's that?
It's
11.
7 into 77 is 11.
Why did they give 12? But then why did they bring 12 from all the others?
Oh, because that's
12 Purim, 12 Sirim, 8 per Shevet of the Elim, and just the Kvasim was without Levi.
Making up the law.
So, okay, I mean, it could be that that's the truth. That's obvious.
That's all they could scrounge up, you know?
So but whatever the explanation is, it can't be.
That's all about
us. So, clearly the whole thing was a unique event. Whatever the reasons are, they don't fit any Torah logic.
In bubble per se, they were not also going to move on, right?
No. I mean, just the miser with the statue, which the whole Purim, which wasn't really Avodah Zarah, as those is explained. Tznan Hatzah. Now, we know that in the Mishnah in Sotah, where it goes through all of the events as gradually things got worse and worse, and then it finally gets the Ikvata, the Mashiach, the Yazgit, so on and so forth, right? So what it says over there is Mishemet Yosef ben Yoezer ish Tzredat, Yosef ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim, batlua eshkolot. There were no longer any eshkolot in Klal Yisrael after Yosef ben Yoezer and Yosef ben Yochanan. My eshkolot, what exactly is meant by that? An eshkol stands for ish shahakol bo, eshkolot. Somebody who is mushlam in terms of his Torah, in terms of his behavior, his Yirat Shamayim. The sheet that brings an interesting yilyon, very interesting, which is it doesn't really make too much sense off the Gemara, but which doesn't like Rashi's pshat that an ish eshkolot should be shalig in terms of his overall metzias, because he says all the way back at the time of the Shoftim we had Dor Sheshofet et Shoftav, and the Dor Sheshofet et Shoftav, it said Tol Korah Mibeni Nefa. That couldn't have been a joke. It must mean there really was a Korah Mibeni Nefa. In which case, even at the time of the Shoftim, they weren't on that level to say that they were mushlam in all areas.
Yes.
Therefore, he wants to limit it to Shakoba only in terms of Torah. But that's a problem, as we'll see in the sugya later on.
So okay, but you say they need to develop beyond that and then reach a higher level after
the very could be.
Well, individuals, that would have been. I mean,
that's not the surah of the sugya in Saifa. Because the Saifa is talking about the overall Yomidah. Fine. So, but according to Rashi, it means Yishar Kobo. In other words, the fact that somebody should do a chait is not necessarily means that he doesn't have a Hakobo. He could be Korabin and Echad. We'll see later on the Mashmaut in the Sukh. Okay, so these were people, as Rashi said, Rashi Katera, Yira, and Gimelos Chasad. The Omer of Yira Mashmaut, Kol Eshkolot. Sha'amdulayim Yisrael, Mimot Moshe, Akshem made Yosef ben Yoezer, until, this is from Moshe Rabbeinu's time, until the death of Yosef ben Yoezer, Ayul Medim Torah Kamoshe Rabbeinu. You'll notice this includes the Torah of the Shoftim. They're also called Eshkolot. They would learn Torah like Moshe himself. Mikan Ve'elach, after that time, Lo Ayul Medim Torah Kamoshe Rabbeinu. I'm going to clarify what exactly does that mean. Ask the Gemara, but how could you say they learned the Torah that was like Moshe Rabbeinu's if, as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu died, 3,000 halachos were already forgotten, which means they couldn't possibly have been learning the way Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah was, because now it was a Torah that was Chatzirah. So Rabbi Meir Lo Shel Moshe Dish. So what about the Shalosh Et Alafim Halachos that were Nishtaku B'Meir Lo Shel Moshe? Okay, the Ishtaku. In other words, yes, the Torah wasn't the Torah of Moshe, but their learning in the Torah that they had, the Gamrin and Moravi Gamiri Kamesh Rabbeinu, what they did have, they had on the same darga of clarity and lack of confusion on the level of Moshe. But doesn't it say, "Batani Mishemek Moshe im rabua metamim timeu timu v'im rabua torim tiaru. It says that they had differences of opinion. So, I mean, apparently, that means that they don't have the clarity. No. That's liba de'ima. Migmar ha'vigmir look at Moshe Rabbeinu. What they had from Moshe Rabbeinu was absolutely clear. This is the way the Rishonim learned the Ikar. What they didn't have was the insight, the lathe, which is Bina. They didn't have the understanding to be able to reconstruct that which they didn't have. So they couldn't reconstruct it to be as clear as the level of Moshe, and would be shy to fall into machlokesin about those things that weren't directly from Moshe. Now, the problem is, the Masnisa Tana, Kol Ashkalot Shabil Yisroel Mimot Moshat Shemet Yosef Ben Yerezer Yisrida, Lo Hayabem Shum Dov. They had absolutely nothing wrong with them. So you see, you could call an Eshkol, even though there is some Dov, which really answers the Yoyo. From that point on, there was something wrong. Now, what do you mean there was no dofi? There was dofi. There was a story with a particular chassid, and we're going to see who this is. Shaya goneach milibo. He was having a lot of heart pain. Mishalu l'rofim. They asked doctors. The doctor said the only thing you can do, eno takanach yinak chalav roteach shachris. He has to drink fresh milk in the morning, goat milk, every morning. Try this out, you never know.
Spoiled.
My
father used to drink
it.
From the goat.
Yeah.
Europe.
They ate, so they brought him a goat. They tied it onto his bed. Fine. So he was sitting and drinking the chalav. Anyway. The doctors left, and meanwhile, the next day, his friends come to be Mavakar Chela. Kivan Sharoa Ace, they see an ace. Ace! At least in the museum, it's over base of under the glass of the Vakram. This man owns a robbery machine, and we should go in there to visit him. Because an ace can graze in someone else's field, they wander. And therefore, they asked the Chachamim asked growing the Izim in Eretz Yisrael. So, what was he doing with an ace? So, miad pirshulam, they left. And they wouldn't go into the Mavakar Chela. When he died, Yishemes Yoshvu Ubatzu. They died. They sat down to decide whether this guy was really okay or not. Velomatzubo Ovon Elishalotah Ace Gilgai. They discovered the only thing wrong he had ever done in his life was that he had that ace. V'afu b'sha'at mitato. And as he died, he said, Yodei ani ba'at b'shein b'yavon el shalotah ace. I know the only thing I've ever done wrong in my life was that I listened to the doctors.
But it was by his bed.
I ended up going against my chaverim. Shoyom rochachomim in the megadma be'medaka beret Yisroel. And even though obviously I tied it up, but I made sure it wouldn't go out, but there was the takon, was a takon. Therefore, you steal from other people because they're sick.
The man is sick, you can even give him even
a little. It doesn't mean you can steal from somebody else.
Stealing is tied up.
But the takonim is because of stealing. Anyway, if you were Hisha Eshkolot, you'd look at it as a big shiloh, but you could take somebody else's money to save your life. But Kaimalon. How does this relate to our problem? Because we know that wherever it says the word a certain chassid, we know who that is. It's either Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava or it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Eloy. Okay? Now Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and Rabbi Yehuda ben Eloy lived many generations after Yosef ben Yerezer. Rabbanan both Yosef ben Yerezer, he's straight up Dori Dori Ab. And
sure,
many generations, many generations later, and we're talking about over here leaders who never did anything wrong. And here they're in this spoil, they had this one thing, and they said a big tumult about it, and so on. I mean, so that means, what are you saying? That from the death of Yosef ben Eliezer, there were no longer any Isha Eshkolot. I mean, look at these standards that they're applying centuries later obviously there was still there, Ish Eshkolot. So what exactly do you mean? Because we assume that Dothi means hate, something wrong with him. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, Dothi does not mean hate. Dothi means arguments. If there could be an argument in Halacha, then you're not an Ish Eshkolot. Because what it means is that basically you see things in a particular way. You're not, there's not, no way of sharing openly. You've got your commitments now to look at the world. You have your agenda, you have his agenda, because you don't have some agenda. Then why can't you get together and decide that either he's right or you're right? I mean, why are you arguing? The first machlokas in history that we find is Yosef ben Yoezer, who starts arguing, and he starts down the machlokas, and that went through all of the zugas, which the Gemara Chagiga goes to generation after generation, whether you do smich on a korban on Yom. And this was the first machlokas ever in Yisrael, in Halakha, and signaled the end of the clarity of Torah. So that means that the Ish Eshkolot, who had no dothi in the way that they would look at things, and who became now personal already is not an Ish Eshkolot. He doesn't have everything. I have a lot, but it's personal. He's got something. But he can't now share universally.
Is that where they call him by Shammai?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right. It's part of that Machlokas.
But that's where
it comes in. Yeah.
And the cause of that was what, Tumah again?
Somewhere.
No, it's a destruction. That's the Torah saying. Look at today, where everybody has a different title. So this is the Dov Bishal Smicha Katani. Ed, the Gemara, but wait a minute. You said Yosef ben Yoezer is included in the Ish Eshkolot. It's only after he dies, you said. We should make Yosef ben Yoezer, but he was the first. He argued himself. How Yosef ben Yoezer goofing me for Polik the Smicha. He was the first one that got involved in that Machlokas in the Mishnah. You're right, but that was towards the end of his life. He iflig ba besof shanim. At the end of his life, the botzar libe, at that point, hearts had shrunk. Because the world had contracted, and people were starting to get into their own way of looking at things.
Listen, we're back on the heart.
What?
Right.
Yeah, there's a continual shrinkage in terms of laying. So, you know, he's got an open heart, and that becomes more and more constricted, more and more individuated, and therefore, once he was gone, there never arose another Ish Eshkolot.
The business of doing bypasses increased tremendously.
That's why.
It's because they don't reimburse for government. It's not uncovered by insurance.
He was groaning from his heart. So it's pointing out that this was indeed a heart disease.
This
he's groaning from his heart. Also, because he's just pointing out that the whole thing is heart. That's the Rachman Aliva play with the destruction that was caused by Achitofel and by Yeravam. Maybe Gedei Leitera, but the Torah is not interested in your cause, but it's interested in your way.
Tina has to believe him
is
a different
thing than Dothi. No, Tina is a different thing, but it still affects the way.
It's
all in terms of life. Not in terms of himself. And it's the fact that people may, the Gemara says, in those days they only learned Baba Kama, and today we know everybody knows everything. And nonetheless, we say the same Talamata, nothing happened. In those days they used to say the same Talamata. Thank you.